Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
With the knobs, baby. Face Joel Solomon is producing this mess, and joining me as always, here they are again. My wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, a degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bry, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, lots of love from our Omaha brothers, the Manning brothers. Well, indirectly, John Hamm came on the Manning cast last night, talked about our fantasy, our whole fantasy league and the kickout method and everything surrounding that. Dave Damashek is he's a blaze. We went on extra points this morning. He's very upset for being outed, I guess outed by the rest of the world. But Hamm did a nice job. That was fun. The Rams did not do a good job. They lose 24-9. We're going to go over that in a minute. First, I do want to congratulate some of our winners. Prop quiz, Mike Wheel, 8 out of 10, right? Good job by you. You get that gold cap. Maybe you can let Brother Bry wear it on every Friday or so. It'd be nice, Bry, right? Bry, yeah. What did you get? Did you even check? You're not even checking anymore, right?
I don't even check.
You just want to be surprised with the announcement.
Yes.
But the pick'em winner.
At this point, yes, yeah. I don't care.
Randy Russell, 13, right? Nice job
13.
By you. You get $100. Yeah, $100.
13.
As far as the staff goes, yeah, 13's great.
13-1-1?
It was me, Martin, and Eddie Spaghetti, 10-4-1 on the staff. Will Blackman was the big loser, 6-9-1. Hench, Harry, Megan, Gailey, 9-5-1. Dave Sheck, the Parley Kid, and Brother Bry, 8-6-1. Megan Conley and Jen, 7-7-1. Martin leads the staff, 41-17-1, Harry. You and I are 7 games behind him. I know nobody cares about this except you, because you're going off about how great you've been in these night games.
I have been. I have. And listen, Martin, 41-17-1. Very impressive. No doubt about it. But 7 games behind, plenty of time to catch him. Plenty of time. Anyone can get lucky.
All right. Listen, I agree. I said it right away. I have the square pick in the Rams. I was basing it all on last week's performance. 49ers sucked. The Rams did not suck. 49ers defense was insane. Getting to every ball just so quick. Stafford, I feel, didn't have a shot. I know we said it time and time again that this offense is really nothing, Parlay Kid, without Kupp. I know that's not fair to say, but
it's the MVP.
My goodness. Wow. MVP, but what happens when they win? When they go 9-8, that goes against your theory.
Yeah, no, it totally does. He was the MVP last year to me because I knew. He's pretty much the whole offense. Their running game has become non-existent. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson, I mean, if you watched him last night, you know why Stafford can't throw him the ball. He's I don't know what's happened to him. He's fallen off a cliff. Higbee's a solid tight end, but I guess they're just kind of waiting for Odell to get healthy and bring him back into the fold, I guess, because they need.
I don't know. He's been sniffing around Giants camp or something, right? Didn't we see that with Collins and Odell?
Why?
Yeah, why?
The Rams should sign Odell. This is stupid. What are they even waiting for?
Yeah.
Just sign him. He's going to be good.
Doesn't make sense.
I think the Rams offense and just McVay and the team itself, I don't know if they were arrogant about this, but I think they just thought their offense would just automatically start clicking, Darren, you know, like Van Jefferson has been in the IR since the beginning of the season.
That doesn't help.
You mentioned Robinson. He's averaging 2 catches a game and 24 yards a game. That is not helping Kupp or Stafford out at all. And again, the running game, it's even though, I mean, I think Akers is averaging 29 yards a game, Henderson like 34, and they're not even running for good averages either. The running game is not helping one bit either.
You would think with numbers like that, they'd have good averages. Yeah. No. They're in trouble to watch. Bry, both teams plus 120 on Caesars to win the division here. I think it goes back and forth. I picked the Rams at the beginning of the year. The 49ers kind of needed that game more. Again, it was a square pick. It was stupid. I can't believe the numbers. Like, there's like some witchcraft going on between McVay and Shanahan. Shanahan is 8-3 against McVay, and Jimmy G 7-0 now in regular season games in this matchup. How many times was he the inferior quarterback in those 7 games, like all of them or 4 or something? That's really astounding.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know what to necessarily, when you say both of them are even to win this division, it's really tough. I mean, I do think it goes back and forth. I would probably lean a little bit more towards the Rams, but they definitely have problems on the line. That's for sure. I mean, even though they were terrible last night, but they still had a chance, right? Before the pick six, right?
Sure.
They had a chance to go in there and tie it up. But yeah, I think their offensive line's a problem, and their receivers, again, if something doesn't click with Allen Robinson, they definitely going to have to bring somebody else in for sure.
And so that's going to be the problem with the Niners. Like, I think you might think it's stupid to say they dominated yesterday, but as much as they can, they dominated for three quarters and they still didn't have enough points to put up. Obviously, we didn't hit our first touchdown again. Do we just let that go? Do we just let it go, guys? What are we going to do? I don't know what to do.
I know that pick was staring us.
Wilson? But listen, I'm taking the blame yesterday. Even though I've hit the only two, I'm taking the blame yesterday because, Bri, you mentioned it. You told me, stay with the running back. Just keep going with it. And I wanted to, but for whatever reason, Ayuk just stood out to me. I just thought the odds were, I don't know. I just, whatever. We got to stick with the running backs maybe. I don't know. It's crazy.
Last three night games, what is it? It's Barkley. Oh, wait, who was the Sunday night game? No, it wasn't. We don't do the Sunday night game. We don't put that graphic out. But who scored for the Chiefs? It was Kelsey, right? It was Harry's MVP. Yeah. Kelsey.
It was Kelsey.
All right, so but three of the last four, it's been a running back. Harry hit his minus 154 prop. He wants a congratulations for that, too. Who was
in
it?
In the third quarter.
Warner for most tackles?
Warner for most. Hit that in the third quarter, and the under was a lock. Got the 30 points.
Yeah.
The minus 154 should hit in the third quarter. I think that's why they're so high. One thing I saw, the guy runs on the field. He's got all this pink smoke coming out from him. He wasn't a streaker. They keep calling him a streaker. He had all his clothes
that's
on.
That's so good.
He gets pummeled, though. Bobby Wagner. To me, that's worth the pickup right there. Whatever he does the rest
of
the year.
Did that count in his tackle total?
No, that's what Babyface was saying. That should have counted. But, Harry, how does this not happen to you? How has someone not dared you enough to run on the field? And you seem to get good seats somehow. Is this in the cards?
I need the right offer. I need the right offer.
What's the right offer?
I don't know. Someone pitch it to me, and then I'll figure it out if it's the right offer or not.
Ooh. Well, you have a rate, right? You're saying you have a rate. I don't know. Is $2,000 enough for you to do that?
Nah. What? It's got to be more than that. Five.
Really?
Five.
For you to be, what if you had to be completely naked? What's the
price? How about $5,200 is my good number. I'll take $5,200. That's my good number.
That's good, but that's also your sprinting weight would have been nice $5,200 ago. That's what I gave you for losing 52 pounds. How far, Babyface, what do you think? How far would Harry get?
I'll say my buddy one time tried to just jump over the wall. I mean, he was allowed on the field, so he jumped over the wall. It was just at a college field, but it had similar setup to the pros. But he broke our buddy Mikey, Harry, but he broke his foot. Similar build to Harry, broke his foot. So I don't think Harry wouldn't even get past the wall.
Wow. Yeah, you might have a hard time, Harry. Pauly, can you notice like a security guard may have torn his ACL, right?
So great. The guy chasing after him definitely plants his foot in the ground, knee buckles, gets up. His leg looks like it's like it looked like he got shot, right? Like he definitely looked. You got to watch. The video is tremendous.
Yeah, he goes down.
Forget, it was much better than the actual fan running. That part, I couldn't get enough of watching that last night. I feel bad for the guy. But like you said, you know, there's probably going to be a couple of lawsuits all different ways now. Who knows what's going to happen? But yeah, he like planted when he was chasing him, got wobbly, fell down, got up. Leg buckled again. He goes down. Tremendous. Tremendous. Somebody, we should get that guy on this podcast.
Go watch that. You're right. We should have him on. We should have him. So I guess he can't sue because it's in the course of his job there. So, but this guy is going to sue Wagner for hit, right? Any unnecessary hit like that. Kevin Harlan had a great call of it on the radio. But yeah, Wagner now gave this guy CTE. Coincidentally, and he's probably not going to be able to go to work for a couple weeks. But all right, so yeah, I know they don't show it because you don't want to encourage that. But Harry, for $5,200, we'll try this. I don't think you get the money unless you make it on the field. Like if you do what Brother Bri just described,
that's fair.
His friend,
you're going to be in Ann Arbor in a week or so, Harry. It's a great time.
In Ann Arbor, and the Fox crew is going to be there for the game too. So
of course,
your buddy Urban Meyer is going to be there, Sal. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
He'll love it. Urban will get you a nice seat there. All right. I do want to go over some of these win totals now on Caesars. I do love it. They keep the win totals up, brother Bri, all year round now.
Yeah. College too, they did.
I think I threw the same team at you guys a few weeks ago when we did this on a Tuesday or a couple weeks ago. The Eagles, over under wins. I don't know if you've seen it. Bri, what do you think it is?
I saw it. Don't say it then.
Let me guess.
It's got to be 11.5.
11.5.
13.5.
No. How crazy is that? Crazy.
Are you 13.5.
Yeah.
What?
What the hell, there? I don't like that. That means we can't catch him. That means Cowboys can't catch him.
Dallas
13.5.
Two wins against Dallas, and then we go from
that's,
there.
Okay, so. That's ridiculous.
Well, but the thing is, go over their schedule. I think I did this with Simmons.
I mean,
they're probably going to be favored almost every single game the rest of the way, except at Dallas. That's might be the only game they're not. All right, so at the Cardinals, the Cowboys, they're home for, they'll be favored. The Steelers, they'll be favored. At the Texans, they'll be favored. Home for Washington. At the Colts, close, right? Coin
slight favorite.
Home for the Packers. All right, maybe that's one they're counting as a loss, even though they're home. Home for Tennessee, at the Giants. At the Bears. Good Lord, Giants again. The Saints, who knows what they look like week 17.
Incredible.
13.5, Parlay Kid.
What? Give me a break. That's ridiculous. That really is ridiculous. I guess the lowest right now is the Texans, right? 3.5?
Three and a half.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday, who would be scheduled. I'm kind of looking at this, Sal, and there's some that are jumping out to me.
Well, I thought we could have fun with this. We'll pull out some fun. But I thought there's a lot that have the same number of wins. So who would you rather take?
Okay.
Would you rather have a ticket on the over 10.5 for the Dolphins or the Cowboys? Darren?
We get a quarterback coming back. The Cowboys
may not
are getting their quarterback back. The Dolphins are losing their quarterback.
Right.
The way the Dolphins sound, it's like he might just be out for this week. I don't get it. I don't think the league will let them do that.
There's no way. Right.
I would have to ride here with the Cowboys. I'm not sure if I would bet either team to go over 10.5 right now. I think 10 could be the magic number for both those teams. But if I were to pick one who had a better chance of going over that, I'll take the Cowboys, Sal.
Yeah, so we're 3-1, right? So they'll get to 11. We have to be 8-6. Is that right? 8-5. Maybe we could do that.
Yeah, with our defense, Sal, it's very conceivable.
And,
You got one more against the Giants at home, right? Mm-hmm. And you got Washington still.
Got a few easy ones in there.
So we should,
Jags, Bengals, Bri, both 8.5.
Ooh.
Tough one. I know you don't probably have the schedules right in front of you, but you know Jags are still going to be in the AFC South for the remainder of the year.
Yeah. That's a good question. Wow. I'd probably go the Bengals, though.
Yeah.
I'd probably go the Bengals that number because, again, you look at the AFC North now, you're like, eh.
What are they, 2-2? So they have to get to 9-2.
Two and two. And that, again, I'm trying to think who they played
seven
for the division
six.
Already.
Yeah.
Right.
Seven and six. I'm with you.
Right. Because they're still going to have some NFC, the NFC schedule is not too bad.
Bengals offensive line looked good on Thursday too. Maybe they get that in shape too. And that's what
that was
really
fine. I just
worried.
Yeah. And the Jags, that division plays the AFC West too.
The Jags though. The Jags, the next, have three winnable games. I'm looking at their schedule. Mm-hmm. Houston at Colts, home against Giants, home against, in London against Denver. So next four are winnable. Then it's tough after that.
Well, we got to see what kind of team they are. They still can't win on the road, and their quarterback's at a record fumbling. So,
their schedule is pretty, it's not after these next couple of games. If they don't win all these next few games, their schedule's kind of tough the rest of the way. So
that's what I was looking. All right, Harry, Chargers, Broncos, both 9.5. I go under for both. Oh. Definitely one of these teams is going under.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely one.
Yeah,
maybe both. Yeah,
I still like the Chargers. I gave them out a lot before the season started. We finally had an Austin Eckler sighting on Sunday, where he had three touchdowns. He snapped out of his spunk at the beginning of the season.
They beat the only team that doesn't have a win, and they could have lost.
I understand, but this Denver offense. This Denver offense is not impressive one bit. Williams is out now, so it's all going to be on Gordon, who's fumbling like four fumbles already this season. Don't love the receivers. I think still overall the Chargers. I mean, Khalil Mack looked good again. I think he's got four or five sacks this season. He's helping out the defense. I still think the Chargers are better than the Broncos.
I'm not advocating the Broncos either. I think this is an under for both. I really do.
Interesting.
I don't see any way you lose both, right? If you go under here.
Herbert himself can win you a couple of games with 420 yards and four touchdowns, and maybe the defense lacks, so it's that I don't see that out of Russell Wilson so far yet, because the offense just isn't there.
I guess if the Chargers beat the Broncos twice, then you're in trouble with this bet if you're betting both under. All right, what happened, babyface Joel? He grounded out, Judge, to short?
Yeah, grounded out to short.
Done. Parlay kid, just get used to it. What a waste for the Maris family. They use all their vacation time. No one's going to see him tie.
Yeah, but what?
Who cares?
What, wouldn't they love to see him tie? I think that would be the most ideal thing for the Maris family is a tie right here.
Perfect. Hey, Darren, they pitched to him, though. Yeah. You were asking for that. They did pitch
to him. Texas is pitching to him. I mean,
he's got about like 10 more at-bats the rest of the season. I'm going to do this. I have, we'll discuss this a little more later. Let's talk. All right, I'll give you one more. Steelers, Seahawks. Isn't that something? Both Seahawks. 5.5.
I'm taking Seahawks too.
I like
5.5.
I think that's Seahawks. A little low for the Seahawks, the way they've been playing, right?
Like, right.
Their running game is really good. Smith has been solid. Mm-hmm. We got solid. Some receivers solid. There.
Do you guys know what Smith is completion percentage is this season?
70%. I said it yesterday.
77%.
No, 70. Isn't.
Yes, it is. 77.3%.
What? It is?
Geno Smith. Somebody 77.3%. He's the best. He's the best quarterback right now, stats wise, in the
in
the
NFC
West.
I think you're reading the numbers wrong. Hold on. Let me see. Geno Smith. Wow, he is 77.3. He's 102 for 132. I thought I read it at 70. It must have been.
Wow.
What he completes. Really, that's amazing.
His
That's
numbers crazy. Are the best out of any NFC quarterback in the NFC West quarterback. And he's even better than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, well, you look at him. I mean, look, the quarterbacks have taken, I don't know what they've done. They've taken a month off, the good ones, the ones we like, the ones we all drafted in fantasy early. But 77%, that's insane. I don't know that either one. But, you know, I'll give it to the Seahawks. This was supposed to be a rebuilding year, and they're definitely competitive in these games.
Yeah,
and they're fun to watch. Yeah, I would go Seahawks over Steelers, though. I could see 5-12 out of them, right? It's Geno Smith over Kenny Pickett. It's a rough one.
Steelers fans begging for Pickett. Okay, you got Pickett. He did have the two rushing touchdowns you mentioned yesterday, Sal. That was nice in the game, but still, I know one of them, probably one of the picks, you know, it was a deflection, but still three picks and a half a game of your first time ever playing. Not great.
I had three picks and a half. It wasn't even a full game. I asked Damashek this morning to give Pickett a grade. He said A-. Babyface, are you able to jump on here? Ooh. I can't tell if ever. Yeah. A-.
He gave it A-. I think he was grading on a curve, and that curve was
exceptionally big.
What do you expect from the guy? I agree. In general, the defense blew that game. I don't blame Pickett as much, but you can't. When do you give like a C+? Six interception? Like what? How many are you supposed to have?
Well, they said he completed every pass in that game. Just some.
Darren, is that how you grade the health class tests? I mean,
talking to my own son with this, who's going through some interception battles himself, is he's been unlucky in a lot of them too. But I'd say you can't throw interceptions. That's it. Like. No matter what, that's what I tell him. I'm like, have you gotten, bounce off somebody, somebody picks it off or, but you still can't throw them. And you throw 3.5 as an NFL player. That's a D on the day, because it's not like his rushing touchdowns were from 20 yards out and he was making crazy plays. Right. I mean, 1 yard rushing touchdowns from quarterbacks. You could throw those away. That doesn't mean anything to me.
I think, you know, until I could see Kyle, poor Kyle, your son being like, oh, look, Dad, I'll listen to anything you say in terms of my quarterback play. You just maybe don't go on a national podcast and talk about how I'm having interception problems. Could you hold on? No, could that be between us?
That's, nah, but it's all good. I mean, he knows. I mean, he knows. He knows the deal. It's
all right.
Can't throw.
There you go.
Just going to ask with the Steelers, their next four games, what are the odds they win one?
They're terrible. I know.
At Buffalo, home against Tampa, at Miami, at Philly.
Oh, I don't know how he's going to maintain this A-minus grade here and pick it with those. I think, and that's the check set. He's like, they can't go. I think he said they had to go 2-2 for the first four, 0-3-1.
A-minus. What did he like about it? What did he like, Sal?
What did he like? He said that's all you could be expected of the guy coming in.
So six picks next week, it's okay? Or do you get a B minus? He gets a B minus for six picks?
Guy was that's the first quarterback taken. You got to have higher expectations than that. I know it's his first
there
game.
There you go.
So, but still, that's.
And the Steelers were under desperate measures at that
point.
Give
them an incomplete at least and say, I'm not going to give them any grade until there I see more evidence.
Yeah. Ironic, you'd give them an incomplete for a guy who didn't throw one incompletion. But yeah, that would be a more appropriate grade. All right, listen, wherever you're doing this, if you're betting the Jags, the Bengals, the Chargers, Broncos, win total, sides, props, get into it, first touchdowns, Caesars is the place to go. All right, listen, whatever you're betting, teasers, over, under, do it through Caesars because they have all the names. Caesar himself, Cleo, the Mannings, Henrik Lundqvist, and now yours truly. Yes, Against All Odds is now a proud member of the Caesars empire. And your very first bet, it's on Caesars. Up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app, use promo code CZRFULL, and go full Caesars this season. Oh, you must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Maryland, visit Maryland Gambling, mdgamblinghelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit CONNEXontario.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's take a quick break, and we're going to go to Texas and see what happens with this Aaron Judge thing. Things are heating up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the Yankees, by the time you listen to this, they'll be maybe knee-deep into the second game of the doubleheader. Severino shines yesterday. Yankees, Judge 1-for-4. As of this morning, he was -210 to break the record. He's stuck on 61, +170 to not break it. I have it +450 on the batting title side that Arias just doesn't play again. He doesn't play. He's claiming he has a hamstring injury. He's now like 5 points out. I think he's like 315 and a half to 311 or something. Now Judge goes, now, this guy's my favorite. I know it drives you crazy, Paul. That kid. And Rocco Baldelli, the manager, I think he makes a side deal with him. Does he get like a bonus in his contract? Because this guy goes to bat for him, not literally, but every single time.
Whatever.
Like, yeah, it's his hamstring.
Whatever. At this point, honestly, if Judge is going to end up hitting 310, I don't think you should win a batting title hitting 310 anyway.
All right.
So whatever. But, you know, shame on the Twins. You know, I guess when you have nothing else going on in your franchise ever, and you get owned by the Yankees year after year after year, which they do. They're one, the one franchise that the Yankees totally own are the Minnesota Twins. Whatever. So that's what you got to hang your hat on is that weakness. Go ahead and take it.
I love it. They should actually make it. Baldelli should come out and say, this is what we're doing.
Yeah,
this,
go ahead. I would respect that more. Hey, we want him to win the batting title. He'll play when we want him to play. Just say
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Well, he just can't play. He can't play another game, right? At this point, he can't be up like 5 or 6 and knows he wins the title, right? And then just plays that game, right? He's got to just sit the rest of the season.
He could pinch hit tomorrow if he sees, right? He has a 4-point
lead.
That's
what's going to happen. Yeah. Sure.
I know. Like, but
Brian, you're a Yankee
shady,
fan,
though,
too. How do you feel about this? We know Darren. Wow, I mean,
whatever. I mean, if the guy's hurt, he's hurt, but I doubt it's that big of an injury. I mean, obviously. Yeah. But like I said, he can't play again the rest of the season. If all of a sudden he has a 6-point lead and now he plays in the lineup because he knows he automatically clinched it, then that's a problem.
I think he comes out in the 8th inning to pinch hit, tips his hat to the crowd. I don't even think, are they on the road? I'm not even sure. Are they, yep, I did it. I won it.
And, six lays, fans in Minnesota watching the game.
lays down a bun. So salty, Parlay Kid. I love it. Meanwhile, my Mets, I'm trying to avoid talking about them. They're now 16-1 to win the division. They have a doubleheader today. Donnie Baseball did him a little favor. Yeah. Marlins beat the Braves. My nightmare here situation, Parlay Kid. Mets take 2 today. The Braves lose to the Marlins. And then they got to figure out if they want to pitch DeGrom tomorrow for what is probably a meaningless game or start them Friday game 1. Right?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. The Braves are kind of like playing. They're hustling us is what's going on.
Well, here's
here,
the weird
Kid.
Thing is I don't know if the Mets are even playing today. The weather is terrible here. I don't know.
It?
I don't know how they're going to play. I don't know how they're going to play. I don't know how they get both games in.
Really?
I don't know how this is going to happen. I think what the Mets would be better off doing, Sal, canceling game 1 tonight, right? Pushing it back to tomorrow, playing 2 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Knowing what you need tomorrow, knowing what you need at that point. The Braves win tonight. You don't have to do anything tomorrow. You could literally just throw out whatever you want out there. If the Braves lose tomorrow, now, you know, you have a little bit more to play for, but I would try to only play 1 tonight if they can get even 1 in and not even go 2 today and see if you know a little bit more about what you have to do
tomorrow.
They're
going to know either way, aren't they? Wouldn't you want to just have 1? I'm trying to think.
I think this is what's going to happen anyway. Braves win tonight and it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right.
Now,
so
the Braves are going to screw around. They're going to lose on purpose just to force, not that it matters to them if DeGrom pitches because they have the bye anyway, but just because they're scumbags. And by the way, we played Elton John. Elton John is now a Braves fan? Ridiculous. He's playing in Nashville, a concert. He's like, I'm in a good mood because the Mets lost. Like, who the hell knew you were a Braves fan? You know?
Maybe
he's Yellow Brick Road to you.
Maybe he's a Yankees fan and just hates the Mets.
No, he has a house in Atlanta. It came out like, it's like, who knew this? The guy's 93 years old. You ever know? Now he's speaking up about being a Braves fan?
They didn't do that in the movie. They didn't say anything about that.
That's like Harry. That's something Harry would pull.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, geez.
Right. He's a big David Justice fan, I heard. Elton John. Big David Justice.
I'm with you. Hey, one thing I wanted to say. DJ. Parlay Kid, let's say, and we're back to this Maris stuff, and they're gone, and then Roger Maris Jr. said, okay, enough of this. I'm not following this guy until Texas. Good job, Judge. What an incredible time the Yankees showed us. I'm glad to be out of this hostage situation. He didn't say that last part. But, Paul, like, how excited is he really? Like, let's say you had the softball average. You batted 670, let's say, in Huntington softball. And you had passed away. And Mikey Meatballs has to go and watch this one guy who's retiring after a year. We don't even know. trying to break your record. Is he going to be happy? You expect him to be happy sitting there and be like, oh yeah, my dad's record is that's it.
No, not at all. Well, first of all, the guy would have to hit about 850 to surpass.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to do it about 850.
Wow. Now who's talking smack?
So it would, you know. Yeah. But no, I get it. That's why I think for the Maris family, how great would a tie be at 61? I think that's beautiful for them. This is something that, you know, might last through the rest of their lifetime as well. So Roger Maris had to overcome a lot of obstacles to get to 61. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be heartbroken if Judge is stuck at 61 and doesn't pass Maris.
You'll be heartbroken when he hits 64 in Minnesota next year, right? That's
yes.
when the heartbreak comes.
I would be heart. Yes, 100% if that were to happen.
He
yes.
and Arias are fist bumping at the plate. That'd be interesting.
There's right. one place I know he's not going to, and it's Minnesota.
They were talking about it, opening up the purse strings a little bit in the beginning of the year, but I don't know. I want to look at the futures. I lost a lot of these, but I won on a lot of the unders. I keep telling you guys, with the running backs and home runs and Baez under 27.5, Perez under 34.5, homers, Freeman under 30.5, Turner, that's Justin, under 22.5. Scherzer, I know, shame on me, under 13.5 wins. Gallo under 38.5 homers. Snell under 10.5 wins. Yeah. I lost a few. I lost with Darvish under and Buxton under home runs. I have some close ones. Padres under 89.5 wins. Hench and I have this. They have 89 with two left. Meaningless games. And the Giants have I think Rodon is going tonight. So I have a chance there. I'm going to lose with Cease to win the Cy Young. Ramirez under 33.5 home runs. I think I'm good there, but it's not locked. Witt Jr. under 23.5 home runs. Oh no, Ramirez, I'm going to lose, right? Anyway, how did Trout go over 35 and a half? I did that at the All-Star
crazy.
Break.
It was crazy.
He went nuts, I mean, like 3 weeks ago. He was going nuts.
He had like 15 and 22 games or something. And in the beginning of the year, I had under 40.5. Is he at 39 now?
39.
Wow.
He's close.
And
Renfro's close. Yeah.
I definitely think, because I think I gave out Gallo on the pod at under 38.5.
Under?
Yeah. And honestly, what there's like one or was. Two of those. Yeah. There's one or two of those a year that, man, we could. It did seem like, Brian, right? There was no doubt Gallo was not coming close to that. I mean, it was no doubt. There's one or two. I know you've nailed this year after year with some of those.
Bet 100 of them.
My gosh.
Don't worry about where you get the money. DeJong under 20.5, and he has like six.
When are you starting
problem.
This? Like, this has got to be part of your company here. Like a fund where this is your investment for people.
Funder.
All right.
Right? And you take like 5% of the winnings.
I like that. Funder. Funder.com.
There we go.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Wow. All right. Meanwhile, I lose it all with the White Sox to make the playoffs on this dumb parlay.
What a dessert.
Pirates, Arizona, no. Dodgers, yes. White Sox, no. Yeah, Dodgers, I'm giving out the Rockies today as my pick of the day because you're getting 3-1 odds on an October baseball game that really means nothing, even like it's crazy. But the Dodgers probably get 216 wins in 2 years. And counting.
As I said, the least talked about best team in sports. And you live out there and you probably never hear about them. Here, we never hear about the Dodgers.
Not as much, right?
And yet, they are as dominant as any baseball team maybe has ever been for consecutive years. As Brian said, they obviously need to win some more titles. The only time they really won, right, Brian? I mean, at least was the COVID year. You know, so in terms of like recently, right? I mean, am I right when I say that? So if they win this year, though, we have to start talking about them. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They are so good.
206. I mean, what it means is like if you're going to take your kid to a game, you're most likely going to see them win, right? Like if you go three times in 2 years, you know, there's some teams out there. Good
and
luck
they didn't get off to an unbelievable start this year, right?
No.
It wasn't
Darren,
like
I got them at the All-Star break. I got them for best record in baseball.
That's right.
What a good bet.
Plus 135. And then they just run on
a
crazy run. Thank you. Thank you. What are you guys' EP picks? Every day you give free picks on extrapoints.com.
Well, mine is the Mets. But the whole Met thing got screwed up because I really wanted the Mets in game one today. minus 1.5. But I was talking about how Taiwan Walker was the starter. That's what it was listed as yesterday on the sites.
Right.
So, but now he's going game two. So I guess I got to roll with the game two because that's
you got the pitcher.
I got the pitcher, but I don't like it now because it might not mean anything at that point.
Yeah, so it also might not be put. Game two might be so 2 weeks really, from now.
I don't love it. So whatever. But I've five in a row, Sal. I've hit five in a row. So I've been on a nice run on my EP picks.
There you go.
I took Walker minus 1.5 last night.
You had the same, Harry. Walker minus 1.5. All right.
I had the Diamondbacks to win tonight.
Diamondbacks to win. Where is that? Against the Brewers. Yeah, Brewers a little hungover from not making
Brewers
it.
Brewers got eliminated.
That
was one of my better picks. I mean, not a huge odds, but plus 220 to not make the playoffs after the All-Star break. Yeah.
There you go. All right, let's take another quick break. Then we'll talk college football. Yeah, Tuesday, we get to catch our breath and talk college football. All right, Heisman odds. Let's look at them on Caesars. CJ Stroud plus 130, Caleb Williams plus 550, and Bryce Young now with that shoulder injury at 8-1. Harry's Hendon Hooker 14-1. Everybody staying with their pick. I can't even remember who I took. Harry, I know you love Hooker. You were getting 40-1. Now it's 14, right?
Yeah, they're 4-0. They've scored 194 points. The Vols have in four games. He's completing 72% of his passes, which is tremendous for college. 1,200 yards. He's got 11 total touchdowns. Hasn't turned the ball over. 200 rushing yards. Now, this week, they do play at LSU. Got to get by the Tigers here. Get by the Tigers. Then the week after, Bama comes to Knoxville. That would be a lot of fun watching that game, especially with Young being banged up here. And then a couple weeks after that, they play at Georgia. Georgia, not that impressive lately.
They played Bama and Georgia in a coin flip against LSU this week.
Yeah, tough schedule, but you get by LSU, you got Bama at home with Young hurt, and then a couple weeks later at Georgia, who Georgia just offensively hasn't looked overly impressive. I'm sticking with Hooker, and like I said, he was 40-1 down to 14.
I'm trying to think because I think they have to win all three of those games for him to get that.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have to win? You have to beat Bama and Georgia? You're better off with these odds just parlaying those two
just
games.
Just taking the plus numbers. Yeah. Maybe.
Tell Brad to get, I know Brad's coming into a little bit of a cash soon.
Yeah.
Our buddy Brad. I got to tell him, he's been texting me about Tennessee. Put your money where your mouth is, Brad. Let's go.
All right. Well, yes, he is. He's going to be a very rich man. Very, very rich man. Inheritance coming, I think, Friday. Maybe we'll bring him on Friday for that. We'll get into that. I don't know. Brian, what are you at? Are you Stroud or Williams? I'm not sure.
Smith and Jigba is still not a chance. That's what I give up.
I gave him out.
He got hurt.
I
got hurt in the first quarter of the first game.
I'm with you. I had the Ohio State running back, and that was a dumb pick, too.
Yeah, well, the thing is, at this time,
Trevion Henderson,
Stroud at plus 130, those odds suck, right? You can't, even though when you look at the list, you're kind of like, it probably has to be Stroud, but you can't jump on those odds at this point in time. I mean, I don't know.
Same kind of thing. Bet him to beat Michigan, right? In the last game. Yeah,
right.
They'll
be still a decent favorite in there. Bet him to win, yeah. But then I was looking at Blake Corum for Michigan at 20-1. You know, guys
racking
got 10
touchdowns,
10 touchdowns, 6.5 yards per carry. So again,
I got somebody to throw in there.
Who you got there?
Go ahead.
Well, my guy was Van Dyke on Miami. Is he even starting for them anymore? What happened to that kid?
He did get benched,
but now he's probably starting again.
All right, you got to pick a new one, that parlay kid.
I would throw out just because, I mean, he's not going to win it. But his numbers are going to be fantastic at the end of the year. Rodgers from Mississippi State. I mean, he's got a great coach. He's in a great passing offense. It didn't help.
Old A&M, who had a good defense.
Didn't help that he lost to my LSU Tigers at all.
Right.
That hurt him probably. I think that's the game that's going to come back to get him. What are his odds right now, Sal Rodgers?
100-1.
Was it 100? It's so screwed up because you look at this and Adrian Martinez.
Too many.
He had the big win. Adrian Martinez is top 7 or 8 You think that guy was dead? He's played football for 11 years in college.
Hung 55 on Oklahoma, though, so that might do it. You know, that does it.
So that's a big one. Speaking of Oklahoma, I'm looking at some of these other odds. 15-1 to win the Big 12. It just the calendar just turned October.
Wow.
15-1. You never see it. And the other one that jumped out at me is Clemson minus 200 for the ACC. I look at their schedule. I just think they're going to kind of roll the rest of the way.
I'm so upset because, you know, my preseason pick was Wake Forest, and they could have beaten them in that head-to-head matchup, right? Darn.
Yeah.
Darn it.
There you go. All right, listen, the riverboat captain stopped me on my way to work today. And when I say by my way to work, I mean from my bedroom to my office. So it was weird that it was in the house. But anyway, the riverboat captain asked, which member of the Heisman house would you want to roommate with? Is it Kyler Murray, minus 300? Is it Ricky Williams, 7-2 odds? Johnny Manziel, 10-1 odds? O.J. Simpson, oh, that's a little bit of a risk, 500-1? Or the field at plus 250? Harry, Heisman house, who's your roommate?
Well, it wouldn't be Murray. I wouldn't want to hang out with him and hear him bitch about Kingsbury all the time. So that's definitely out, even though we all live in Arizona.
Yeah, you'd rather
right
just do that yourself and have everyone else listen to you.
Okay. Why would I have to? Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. So definitely Ricky Williams, right? And the three of you can figure out why. He's got his own weed brand called Heisman. I'd be down with
that's
that.
That's true. Right.
Be down
that's
with that.
That's too easy for you. Yeah. The Kyler Murray thing is the video games, right? He's playing 16 hours a day video games. That's
and
why
I don't
he would
do video
it, right?
And I don't do video games.
That's right. That's right. Unless it's in weed form. Bry, what do you think?
Well, it's funny. If you were if we were just taking this list, I probably would say Kyler Murray out of this list. Just because he's big into video games, I definitely could see myself getting back into video games. But if we're doing a Heisman house, I'd have to go with my guy. I know he's showing backwards.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Bo Jackson.
That looked good.
How could I not go with Bo? Greatest football player ever to live. It would be fun. I'd get to play catch with them, maybe play some wiffle ball, throw the pigskin. We could do every sport. Every sport. I don't know. Is there one thing I could beat Bo Jackson? I'm trying to think.
You could break bats over your knees all day. That'd
be fun. I went back and looked at all those commercials. Definitely some of the best commercials ever done. Like that Heisman stuff is
for
really
an athlete,
great.
For sure. Maybe even just overall. You're right. All right.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson.
I don't know if I could, I'm trying to think if I could beat him in any little sport. I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, you could play tennis. He'd break the racket over his knee after the first double fault.
Kill you after all those slice shots.
maybe you could beat him in Tecmo Bowl if you had Bo Jackson. That's maybe the only time.
I could definitely beat him in Tecmo Bowl. 100%. I would beat Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. I guarantee that. Only problem is now my hip is starting to bother me a lot. So.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Join
hip
the club.
Hip replacement.
For Tecmo Bowl, you're okay. Yeah, I think you'll be all right. Okay. All right, Paulie Kidd.
Yeah, is this am I living with them like right after they won the Heisman here, Sal? Like in their current state?
No, I think now.
All right, this guy might be a little old, might be like living with my father, which would be fine. so, you know, I should go get my jersey because my Mikey Meatballs and the kids got me an autographed jersey from him for Father's Day last year. And that's my man, Sal, my favorite kid player growing up.
TD?
Roger Staubach. Right?
Right.
And you can't – look, what don't you want out of a roommate, right? Roger Staubach is everything you'd want in a roommate to live with, right? He's from the Naval Academy, right, Sal? He can be able to bounce a quarter off those sheets with him, right? Can it keep the house nice and clean, very orderly? No major parties going on in the house? This is what I want from a roommate. This is the ideal roommate, Roger
Staubach.
I don't care about boring, Harry.
Boring.
Oh, Ricky Williams. Oh. Clean it up a little bit on the podcast, Harry, for crying out loud.
I'm not wearing the shirts anymore. Clean it up. I don't wear shirts anymore.
Come on. Give me a break, Harry. That stuff's not glamorous anymore. It's not cool anymore. It is what it is. Who cares?
You live in Long Island. No one knows what's glamorous in Long Island.
What does that mean? It's not edgy or hip anymore.
You don't even have a five-star hotel in the whole Long Island.
It's not edgy or hip. Nobody needs to hear about this stuff anymore. Roger Staubach, clean living guy, Sal. Naval Academy graduate, Cowboys quarterback.
You guys don't even have a four-star hotel in Long Island.
My gosh.
What are you talking about,
My
Harry?
Gosh, Harry.
Terrible hotels in Long Island. Ken says.
Where did that come? But Sal, right? Roger Staubach, the ideal roommate in this Heisman house. Roger Staubach.
Great businessman, great business sense. The bills. Like, Darren, you owe $18 for the phone. And
guys still out
and
playing flag football, I see sometimes. Like, that's like good. Doing things, you know? Guy's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Talk about amazing. I'm going off the board here. I'm going Field plus 250 and my man Herschel Walker.
Oh,
now,
no.
I'll even pay the rent. I don't care. I mean, this guy has brought me such joy indirectly trading his ass. Got us 3 Super Bowl wins. What do we get, Paulie? Okay, we got Emmett. We got Russell Maryland. We got Darren Woodson. And then post-NFL Herschel, this is the funniest athlete around. Just give me his theories on trees and the sun. We'll laugh all day long. Me and Herschel right there in the Heisman house. That's my answer. And there you go.
His son just ruined his whole Herschel's political career. Man, it's over. His son, you see, I mean,
his son did? I think
on Twitter.
He did a lot,
I don't know.
Too.
They were best buds, I thought. And then son just went off.
He's going
on
with
him.
Some problems.
He settled to ruin his own.
Guys, by the way,
I thought it's self inflicted, but whatever.
The last Cowboy. Wait, who's the last Heisman winner that was on the Cowboys, who played for the Cowboys? Do you know this answer?
I mean, Tony Dorsett.
Well,
Herschel Walker played.
It
could be just any random.
Anybody. Yeah, it didn't have to be drafted or anything. I think.
Hold on.
I think I know the answer.
What position?
Running
quarterback.
Back. Running back? Unless I'm missing some.
It's not Herschel.
This is an interesting. No, Eddie George never played for us.
Yeah.
Eddie George did play for the Cowboys.
That one.
Yeah.
Few games.
Yeah,
that was it. That was the last one.
Was that the last one?
I went through that list.
Yeah, because you got Herschel in 82.
Dallas was desperate then, Darren.
Eddie George. There you go. All right. There you go. That was fun. We got a little emotion out there. Thank you to the Riverboat captain. I think that's it. We did a lot here. I did hear a little something, Harry, about there was a phone call at your house that you weren't happy with this morning.
Unbelievable. I just can't even, no, it wasn't this morning. It was, when was I? Friday, when I went to see your son's game. And then Saturday I came back home. So I was only in LA for a day. Uh-huh. And I get home and Angie, the lovely Angie, tells me that her ex-husband, Big Mike, had called her drunk on Friday night and just boasting about some woman that he's seeing.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean... And she tells me, he was being very nice. He was being very nice. You don't have to worry about him not being nice. I said, okay, he's being very nice. I said, was he being very nice to you when you were married to him for 21 years when he didn't work ever? Was he being nice to you then?
Interesting.
Easy on Big Mike, Harry. Come on.
Jeez, No. Calling drunk?
Wow. Right. Wait a second. So it sounds like your story here, Harry.
What's he doing calling her? Whatever.
Aaron Judge is coming to, I don't want to interrupt, but Aaron Judge is coming to the plate.
All right.
Bat number 2, crowd in Texas. In Texas, they're on their feet. They're on their feet.
No 5-star hotels out there.
On their feet? How many people are there? 1,000?
And they can wind up the pitch. Fouled off by Judge.
We should have live bet this. Damn it.
We'll watch
this
together. You're right.
We should have live bet this at bat.
Is it too late? It's too late.
Yeah. Damn.
What do you think?
The pitch to hit out right there. That might have been the one pitch that Gray was going to groove to him right there. 0-1, Harry.
Why am I even putting this on, Darren? You're going to see it 40 seconds before I am.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, go ahead. You have Whataburger on the mound? Are we looking at the same
thing? Strike 2, little slider action, 84 miles per hour.
Way ahead of me.
Now he's down 0-2.
Make contact, Judge.
Oof, definitely was tough. Good pitch, though. Wasn't a bad pitch to hit.
Why are they pitching to him? Enough. Hit him in the shin.
Why is he calling her? What? Enough.
Are we still on? Are we still recording? I can't remember.
Harry,
what do you think of this?
You didn't sign off yet, Sal.
What is Harry?
That's true. I tried.
Come on, Harry. You're in plenty of communication with your exes. Give me a break.
Yeah, that is true, Harry.
Give me a break. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
They've all worked. And
they've worked.
What is that? They've all worked.
And they've all not been disrespectful to somebody else.
High fly ball. Right fielder settles under it. And out number two of the inning.
There we go.
Darren.
I think you and Big Mike should be friends. I don't understand it. Like, just be friends.
No.
Babyface, jump in here. What do you think of all this?
I mean, he's bragging about his girlfriend. Harry's bragging about his picks. Angie definitely has a type. Let's at least.
Exactly. Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she does.
Bunch of showboats here. All right. Well, good luck. Is there anything, anyone could do about this? Or is he going to keep calling, you think?
This is like before we bought the house together, he had done this like two or three times, called drunk. Mm-hmm. And now again, this was Friday night and he called drunk. So I don't know. It just like.
Do you think she went over there? Are you worried she went over there while you were out here?
No. Why? Oh. He lives in Utah.
Utah. Okay. All right.
With his mother.
All right. Well, he doesn't brag about that, I guess. Anyway, all right. So that does
it. Well, he
I
don't know
where to go with this. I'll tell you what.
Darren, Joel, get him on
the show. Get Big Mike on the show.
Big Mike is still not paying bills.
Big Mike, Coop, let's get a list of guys that hate Harry on the show. Let's go.
I want Big Mike. Who else did we say? The guy who tore his ACL. So, all right. So, Thursday, we're going to have
Big Mike's technically stolen money from me. Coop stolen money from me.
I know. Yeah. This is the comment. Everyone steals money from Harry.
Yeah.
Listen.
Scott
stole money from me.
And whoever made Harry's toupee, we got to find that out. He's in a lot of trouble,
too. It was the biggest theft of all time. Wow.
Had to go to Syracuse for that, Joel. Had to go to Syracuse for that.
All right, there's a lot to unpack here. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Spaghetti, for Meatballs, for Babyface, Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long.
Who are you guys,
and
Mike?
Handicapping. Na, 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 na.